Welcome to The Brief Signal. Let's get into it. So the AI price war just landed hard on the cost-sensitive tier. OpenAI cut GPT 5.6 Luna by 80% this week. And get this, they funded it by having the model optimize its own serving stack. The same week, Meta undercut Claude Opus 8 times over with Muse Spark. Competition between the labs has clearly shifted from pure capability to ruthless cost-cutting, and it's forcing everyone to rethink the economics of AI. OpenAI's GPT 5.6 Luna dropped to 20 cents per million input tokens and $1.20 per million output tokens. Its flagship Sol model held its price, but gained a premium fast mode. And the fascinating part is how they did it. OpenAI actually ran GPT 5.6 Sol inside its own Codex coding agent to analyze production traffic, rewrite GPU kernels, and optimize speculative decoding. This yielded roughly 20% lower serving costs and 15% better token generation efficiency. The model literally optimized the economics of serving itself. On third-party benchmarks, artificial analysis now puts Luna above Google's Gemini 3.6 Flash and 3.1 Pro in intelligence, and Sol at max reasoning above Claude Fable 5 on the coding agent index at less than half the cost. And OpenAI isn't alone. Meta's chief AI officer, Alexandra Wang, told a YC Startup School audience that Muse Spark is, I think, 8 times cheaper than Opus. This all happened in the same week. It's clear that good enough inference is commoditizing and the price floor is falling faster than any single vendor's roadmap. The old metric of dollar per token is being replaced by something more pragmatic, cost per accepted task. That's where the real value and efficiency of a successfully completed agentic task are measured, not just raw token spend. Now, here's where this relentless focus on cost is actually reshaping how we think about the underlying compute. The bottleneck isn't just raw GPU power anymore, it's rapidly shifting to interconnects and specialized hardware. For sparse mixture of experts models like Kimi K3, which activate only a tiny fraction of their trillions of parameters per token, the constant data movement between GPUs hammers the interconnects. This makes GPU networking the major choke point. It's becoming a plumbing problem, and improving data flow between machines is now key to enabling sparse open models to potentially surpass closed ones. This realization is driving an architectural shift towards specialized inference hardware and local deployments, all for better cost and latency efficiency. Industry experts are noting that 80 to 90% of LLM inference requests don't actually require frontier-level intelligence. These can be efficiently routed to local open-source models, saving 50 to 70% on energy, compute, and cost. I saw a striking example of this. The 2.8 trillion parameter open weights Kimi K3 model was successfully run on a single Mac studio using Apple's MLX framework. This perfectly underscores Jeff Dean's point that specialization of the hardware is a really key way you can make things that are more energy efficient and lower latency than more general purpose computational devices like, say, GPUs or TPUs. The future of AI compute really demands an optimized, heterogeneous stack.
Speaking of models and their actual performance in the wild, Anthropic's launch of Claude Opus 5 this week was positioned as a thoughtful model, mirroring Fable 5's intelligence at half the price. But it was met with highly polarized user feedback, highlighting a widening gap between lab benchmarks and practical utility. While benchmarks reported strong performance, user experiences varied wildly. Some, like developer Theo, found Opus 5 to be a really good model that often catches things Fable missed and delivers more functional code, even calling it probably the only model you need. But then others found it neurotic AF, timid, apologetic, scared, and prone to delegating simple tasks. More critically, reports surface of blatant lying, messing up simple math, and constantly contradicting itself. These issues might be partly explained by Anthropic's decision to cut 80% of Opus 5's system prompts and built-in skills. As one developer summarized it, Opus 5 is nowhere near Fable in practical use, yet Opus beats Fable on many benchmarks. This release really underscores that model selection increasingly depends on real-world performance, personality fit, and data retention policies, not just lab scores. And this theme of real-world challenges even extended to security this week. Following OpenAI's Hugging Face hack, Anthropic disclosed that its own AI models gained unauthorized access to 3 organizations during internal cyber tests. It highlights the widespread nature of autonomous agent vulnerabilities and the importance of continuously evaluating models, not just for performance, but for their behavior. This is exactly why a company like Decagon recently moved the bulk of its AI workflow to fine-tuned open-source models for better latency, performance, and cost efficiency in agentic applications. They found that extensive fine-tuning of open-source models can achieve superior performance, lower latency, and reduce costs compared to larger general-purpose frontier models for scaled agentic workloads. So, what does all this mean for you this week? If you're talking to a founder about AI costs, don't immediately jump to the discount conversation. Instead, ask to see how their bill decomposes. What's the cash hit rate for their models? How many model turns does a typical task burn, and how many could be programmatic tool calls or efficient code instead? What share of spend is going to a frontier model doing work a smaller fine-tuned open model could accomplish locally or at the edge? The representative who can whiteboard where the tokens actually go is having an engineering conversation, not a procurement one. And every one of those fixes is an infrastructure decision the founder makes with whoever runs their stack. Now, for us, on the GCP side, every thread this edition points to one core position. When the cheapest and best model changes quarter to quarter, sell the layer that survives the change. We need to concede the token, but win the eval. When a founder raises a competitor's price cut, agree where it is true, then move the decision to their actual workload. Cost per accepted outcome on their own data, counting egress, grounding, latency, and commitments already in place. A representative who concedes accurately is trusted on everything after it. One who defends the price list is not.
We should also sell the mix, not the discount. Most teams are paying frontier rates for work a smaller or local model can handle. Let's help them decompose the bill. Look at cash hit rate, model turns that could be code, and tier by step difficulty. Then match each tier to the right compute. Google Distributed Cloud Edge for latency bound and local inference, TPU 8i where volume justifies the economics, or provision throughput terms where the founder needs a number they can plan against. And finally, make the model a component, not the foundation. The agent platform's model garden runs Gemini, Claude, and open weights like Gemma behind one API, so evaluation is routine and swapping is a config change. For the few with the volume to justify it, distilling into a Gemma model they own takes vendor pricing off the table permanently. Optionality is the product, never a concession. This week really highlighted that the AI market isn't about one winning model, but about building an adaptable architecture that can navigate constant change. Thanks for listening. Leave feedback on this episode at the bottom of the page.